Turn on a TV in or around Des Moines, Ames, or Sioux City, and you'll likely see one of these ads attacking the candidates in the race for Iowa's new 4th Congressional District, Republican incumbent Steve King and his Democratic challenger, Kristi Vilsack.
But Steve King is the only Iowa member of Congress to oppose a ban on taking children to dogfights, exposing them to violence and criminal activity. Those aren't Iowa values.
Kristi Vilsack's vision for Iowa is a little blurry. Vilsack supports the new health care law that cut over $700 billion from Medicare spending that could allow...
These ads aren't paid for by either of the candidates' campaigns, but by political action committees, outside spending. You probably know them as super PACs. And in 2010, the United States Supreme Court held that the First Amendment actually makes it so the government can't restrict independent political expenditures by corporations and unions. Open the outside money floodgates. In Iowa's new 4th Congressional District alone, the amount of money attacking King and Vilsack adds up to more than $1.6 million each. Dave Peterson is a political science professor at Iowa State. He says all that outside advertising doesn't really impact the race that much.
Why Citizens United isn't the disaster that some people make it out to be is that basically the main effect of it is in advertising, right? So the main effect is that we're seeing a lot more advertising dollars being spent. What these dollars can't be spent on is the ground game.
I don't think many political scientists have ever worked in a campaign.
That's Jeff Link, an Iowa Democratic strategist who's run re-election campaigns for Senator Tom Harkin and was a consultant for President Obama's Iowa campaign in 2008. He says television and radio ads have a big impact on voters.
We have created a system where unaccountable, unknown donors are the loudest speakers in elections, and it's a disaster.
Link says the candidates are no longer the loudest voice in the campaign. Matt Strawn, a Republican political strategist and former chairman of the Iowa Republican Party, says candidates are even getting caught in the crossfire of third-party groups attacking each other.
You could have one wealthy individual or one wealthy organization decide that their pet issue is the issue that needs to be talked about in a particular congressional race or statewide race, and as a candidate, you lose control over any sort of messaging you want to do.
Strawn stresses the importance of campaigns hitting the streets, knocking doors and making calls, especially in down ticket races. Even some of the super PACs are focusing on the ground game. In a small strip mall close to some railroad tracks in Ames, the Credo super PAC has set up an office.
My name's Susan, and I'm a volunteer with a campaign to defeat Congressman Steve King. Are you familiar with Steve King?
Their campaign is to oust 10 Tea Party congressmen. Here in Iowa, the target is Congressman King. And on this day, the Super PAC's president, Becky Bond, is visiting from California.
If we could shut down every single Super PAC tomorrow, including our own, we would absolutely do it.
Bond says they'd like to take it back to a time when voters actually get to decide elections. But in the months after Election Day, former Iowa GOP Chairman Matt Strawn says outside groups will have to assess their money's effectiveness.
People are going to have to decide, you know, was the juice worth the squeeze when it came to this kind of spending? And did it do more to turn off voters? Did it do more to add to the cynicism people already have about the process?
And Democratic strategist Jeff Link goes one step farther.
I think the market may drive some of this, and these donors will say, you told us if we gave all this money, things would change.
And if nothing's changed, those outside campaigns will have to ask if all that money was really worth it for a down-ticket race. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.